something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is titled, The Declaration of Words.
Hallelujah. Oh, I say it all the time, the life of God is in me. The life of God is in me. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, to the tips of my toes. The life of God is in me. I refuse to be sick. The life of God is in me. Oh, glory to God. I've got the life of God in me. That life is in my bones. It's in my skin. It's in my muscles. It's in my nerves. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The life of God is in me. Hallelujah. I may have some pains in my body, but I'll still say the life of God is in me. I'm born with the nature of God. I refuse to be sick. And I refuse to accommodate trouble in my body. Hallelujah. I've got the life of God in me. I say it again and again and again. I don't know how many times a day. I just tell myself the life of God is in me. Oh, I've got the life of God in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The life of God is in me. I got Zoe in me. Ooh, glory to God. I've got Zoe in me. It's in my spirit. It's in my soul. It's in my body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe I injured myself and it hurts. Oh, I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I do. I've got it in me. That means there has to be a restoration. But do you know that there are people who had a simple injury and it's been 5 years now and that wound wouldn't be healed? because they don't know about this life of God. But I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Somebody said his heart is not beating right. You feel it and it's like, oh, it's not beating right. Dear Lord Jesus, I've got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. You know what? A lot of us have a problem. You know what that problem is? We know too much. We don't know anything about God. We just know too much of science. We know too much of biology. We know too much of the medical world until we don't know nothing about God. Let me explain to you what I mean. Somebody says, oh, my heart, I think my heart is not beating right. Which one? Because when the Bible talks about the heart, it basically talks about the human spirit. But you are thinking about that substance, that mass in here that goes boom, boom, boom. You understand what I mean? You know too much, brother. Who told you got something in there? Listen, if you will just leave it alone and be normal, nobody will put you on the operating table. Nobody will always listen. Maybe it's my heart. Hey, maybe high blood pressure. Who told you? Have you seen your heart before? Think that God didn't want us to see it, that's why he sealed it up. What do you think? If God wanted us to be looking at our hearts, our bodies should have been transparent. So every time you just look at your heart, say, is it working? We are too concerned. Every little thing, we want to find out what's inside. You want to find out what's inside. That's the trouble. Why don't you think of what God has put inside? He says he has put the life of God inside you. It doesn't matter how that heart is beating. It will turn out right. Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah. They said, my blood pressure is rising. Okay, which one is the correct one? And they said, who said? The prophet Isaiah said, who had believed our report? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who said it, brother. If it's your body, you say everything is all right. Let the life of God gain the ascendancy. Hallelujah. Oh boy. Say it again. I got the life of God in me. Look at your hand. Say, I got the life of God in me. Look at yourself. I got the life of God in me. Sit down. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sit down for a moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The life of God is in me. He hath made us kings. He hath made, oh boy. He hath made us kings. I know who I am. He hath made us kings. Hallelujah. So what does that mean? So what's on God's mind? When he says that he has made us kings, what does that mean? Can I tell you what it means? Oh, hallelujah. Let's look at the life of the first man so we can understand it. Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter number 1. And I'm going to be reading to you from verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." Subdue. He said, "Subdue it." You know what it is to subdue something? Look, this thing is here now. You can't subdue it. You know why? It's down. It's not responding. You get it? You subdue something that had its own mind. If it had its own mind, if it had its own will, that was different from yours, then you exercise control to make its will subject to yours. That's what it is to subdue something. You tame it. That's what God said. He said, "Subdue." Subdue. Use the word, everybody. Say, "Subdue." One more time, subdue.
Subdue.
I want to read that verse 28 one more time. He says, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." Subdue the earth. Subdue the earth. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the earth, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. In other words, anything that lives, anything that moves, glory to God. Where? In the earth. What does that suggest? He made that first man a king. He made that first man a king. Oh boy, oh boy. Think about God. What do you think about God? Have you ever thought about heaven? From what you've read in your Bible, does heaven look like an ugly place? The streets are made of pure gold, the Bible says. So God must be a God of prosperity. He loves good things. Listen, now, he made streets, and when he wanted to pave his own streets, he used pure gold. No, listen, listen, listen. That's to show you what kind of a God he is. If you wanted to tile roads for God, listen, a God who would use pure gold to pave his own street, what do you think he would expect you to use for him? You think he'll take what you got out there? No, it's to show you the kind of God he is. When he made the first man that looked like him, he made him a king. He couldn't take anything less to look like him. It had to be a king. You know, we read a lot of stuff into the mind of God because we don't study the Bible. When you study the Bible, you understand who he really is. No, have you ever thought about heaven? No, you think God loves it when we look like we don't know what we're doing? When we look confused, unhappy? I told you, you came from the satellite church. But most of you that are cell leaders, if you were at the CRC, you recall what I said. I said, when you come to church, dress well. Are you hearing me? Learn to dress well. Stop keeping your best clothes in that box. Hello. Hold on. I know, you know, some of you have nice clothes. You will not wear them until once a year, Christmas. And nowadays, we are so busy, we can't even dress right at Christmas time. Years ago, everybody used to visit at Christmas time, but now nobody goes out. Y'all sit down at home. You don't know what to do with your Christmas wares. Go and pull them out and start wearing them. That bag you bought for special occasion, it's 2 years now. You haven't had any special occasion. God is still waiting for you to use it. Because we don't know what a special occasion is. That's our problem. We think that the special occasion is when the governor of Central Bank visits us. We're looking for some top-class society visitors. You are wrong. God doesn't call them special visitors. The special occasion is when we come into the house of God like this, brother. When you come into church, dress fine. I said, go and bring all those clothes you kept with camphor somewhere. Go and bring them out. And then those of you who have special plates for special occasion, and you have not used those plates now. You've not used them since your marriage. Special plates for special visitors who have never come. The trouble is they came. You did not recognize them. Are you hearing me? When that brother and that sister, when they came to visit you, you didn't recognize them. You thought they were ordinary because they dressed ordinarily. So you were keeping your special plates for the kings of this world. Brother, your brothers and sisters in Christ are your special visitors. As they come to visit you, go into your bedroom. Pull out those wonderful plates. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Go to your cupboard. Bring out the best spoons, the best knives, the best glasses. Set the food on the table. They are your special visitors. When you start operating like that, that is spiritual wisdom. When you start operating like that, the angels will show up in your house. Are you hearing what I'm telling you now? Glory to God. Think like God. Think like God. Think like God. Some of you men, you know, in your house, you have about 3 sitting rooms. Sitting room A is for the special special. Sitting room B is for special. Sitting room C is for Hey, who is it? Mr. Stranger, who? Put him. If he's born again, especially if you hear that is your PCF leader, your cell leader, your PCU leader, your pastor, take him right into A. Hallelujah. You will be blessed. You see, because many of us don't know when Jesus shows up. Jesus comes in his kids. He said, in the last day, I will say to many, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, you didn't give me to drink. I was sick and you didn't visit me. And they're going to say, Lord, when were you hungry and we didn't feed you? When were you thirsty and we didn't give you to drink? When were you sick and we didn't visit you? And I will say to them, Jesus said, I will say to them, inasmuch as you didn't do it for these little ones, you didn't do it for me. He said, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. So brother, when they come to you in the name of Jesus, look at Jesus and receive them. Did you hear what I just told you? Then you'll be ready for angelic manifestations in your home. Supernatural blessings in your home. Things that you cannot explain will begin to happen. Supernatural manifestations of the Holy Ghost begin to take place. Why? Because you have learned to welcome God. When God shows up, he doesn't come in a red hat. You understand? When God shows up, he doesn't come with a beaming light. When God shows up, he comes in his kids. Simple, but real. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to his holy name. He hath made us kings. I'm a king. He hath made us kings. How do kings pray? I want to show you how kings pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I give you praise. Praise for the rest that you've given me. The life of peace and joy that you've given me. The life of health that you've given me. For making me a success. Thank you for making me a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The life of God is in me. I thank you, Father, Lord God. Because as you are, so am I in this world. That's how kings pray. And kings begin to decree a thing. They declare peace at work in the name of Jesus. I go to work today and I decree peace at work, peace in my office, in the name of Jesus.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.